Welcome. This is Paige Estrotori for Financial Services Online, bringing you our weekly insurance news wrap. Today is Friday, April 4th, 2025. We begin with service in the wake of disaster. The Insurance Council of Australia, or ICA, is reaching out to storm-affected Casterton. Following devastating recent storms, a community consultation and information session is organized for next Wednesday. The ICA aims to connect residents directly with insurers, hosting one-on-one meetings with homeowners and hoping to shed some light on the complexities of claim processes, lodging complaints, and effective recovery strategies. It appears local authorities and federal MP Dan Tehan have already collected impact tales, underscoring the need for this face-to-face initiative. The action doesn't stop at meetings for the ICA. As we move closer to the federal election set for May 3rd, they are pushing for stronger risk reduction strategies. 16 proposals have been laid out to enhance insurance affordability, including a notable $30 billion flood defense fund. The ICA is firm in its stand, despite the recent federal budget bypassing these measures, focusing instead on short-term cost-of-living relief. The ICA presses for the abolishment of state insurance taxes and the adoption of their Advancing Australia's Resilience recommendations, reminding political leaders that resilience and financial stability should be readily within reach for all Australians. Our final news item serves as a costly reminder on the importance of transparency. The Supreme Court of New South Wales has imposed significant penalties on Allianz Australia Insurance Limited and AWP Australia Pty Limited for misleading claims related to their financial products. Allianz has been fined $13.5 million and AWP $3.3 million, all for breaches to the Corporations Act between 2016 to 2018. Such an action only underscores the importance of transparency and highlights the need for businesses in our industry to maintain rigorous compliance frameworks. That's all for today's weekly insurance news wrap. I've been Paige Estrotori for Financial Services Online, keeping you informed and engaged in the world of personal and business insurance. For more updates and information about our services, visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au. Stay safe and be well.